have Beauty Maven Raven on my podcast this week. I'm so excited for her to be here. How are you, Raven?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Yeah, so this week, you guys, I just really wanted to bring someone that I really admired on my, should I call it a show? I guess.
Podcast show.
Okay, on my podcast show, I've been knowing Raven or of Raven. Well, yeah, we met, so I've been knowing Raven for years.
Yeah, like we met on YouTube, actually. Yeah. When we, like, back in the OG days.
Girl, before we knew better, because if I started YouTube 10 years later, your girl would have been up there. But, you know, I just had to start early, had to set some trends, and I just remember following you, and then we just connected. We met, you came to Florida, and then we partied all night long. One random act. A night I will never forget, because I actually met a guy that night. I will never forget that. Girl, we need to talk about that. We need to talk about that one day on your show, because this is going to be a good topic for y'all. But you know, I guess let's start off. Tell me about yourself as an influencer. What do you want people to know about you?
I just want to say that, like, my influencer career started because of you. Like, I watched you, like, 10 years ago. And I just came across one of your videos, and you were just the blazer queen, the queen of, like, black liquid leggings, chunky heels, gold bands, and the Michael Kors watch. And I was just like, oh my god, this girl is like, I love her outfit, like, this is just so cute. And I was like, maybe I should, like, start doing something like this, because, like, I had, you know, at the time I was working at a Charlotte Russe, and I had just clothes everywhere because I was just buying stuff. And I was just like, oh, let me, like, turn on a camera and try this. So then I started making videos, and it was all because of you. So, like, literally my influencing and fashion blogging, whatever you want to call me, career was inspired by you 10 years ago.
So that makes me feel so special, and it's just like,
you are special.
I feel like the earlier girls on YouTube, like, we really set the trend for a lot of stuff that is happening right now, and I'm really proud of that, even though I let that part of me, you know, go. But I'm still happy for the content that I put out all those years ago and still made, like, great connections with people. So I'm really happy about that. So, no, that made me feel good.
Good. I mean, it's the truth. Yeah. Like, I started this because of you. So,
okay.
But I've been on, like, the internet for, like, 10 years off and on, not, like, consistently throughout those 10 years, but off and on. And I just feel like, I really feel like this is my calling, because I left and came back multiple times. And I left for like 3 years because I was working at my last job. And I, like, was not wearing makeup, like, ever for, like, almost 3 years straight. Like, I was barely touching anything. And I remember my sister was just like, do you still wear makeup? And I'm like, not really. She's like, what happened to, like, my glamorous sister that I used to have? And I was like, oh. So I just started putting on, like, eyeshadow again and eyeliner, and then it just kind of spiraled back into, like, me becoming an influencer again. And now I really feel like this is truly my thing, because I feel like when you come back to something, it's really meant for you to, like it's really, you're really meant to be there. So I'm here now, I'm staying, and I'm not going anywhere, because I really feel like this is God's purpose for me.
Aww.
And here I am.
I love it, because the quality that you give us is everything. The originality.
Aww, thank you.
You know, I'm just like, wow, you're really doing it, and I can see yourself going far. So I know that, you know, we are in quarantine or going through a pandemic. And so what got me through the pandemic, I talked about this on one of my last podcasts about my mental health, was because you and Crystal started doing quarantine and wine. So I love it. It is, I've had so many laughs, like you know, because we couldn't be around our girlfriends like that. So this gave me the opportunity to see two women that I absolutely love coming together and creating something so cool, so fun. And I didn't see other people doing this. So I know you guys were doing it like every day at one point.
Yeah, we were. And my ass was tuning
in every single day. So can you just give us a little, you know, background how you and Crystal started Quarantine and Wine, and what did you learn from it?
I actually learned a lot from it. So Quarantine and Wine was just a random idea that Crystal and I had. You know, right now Crystal is working overseas, and one of the big reasons why I wanted to do it is because I wanted to continue to stay in contact with her, even though I text her often. It was just a really great way to just see her every day and, like, you know, do all the girly stuff and the blogging stuff that we like do, and then just talk about stuff. So it kind of started with that. And then, like, all of you guys came in, like Kayla, Janelle, Marissa, Tina, everyone just started coming in. And it just literally just felt like we were just inviting you guys into our virtual home. And I think Crystal and I think we both have a love for, like, hosting. Like, it's kind of like our little home on Instagram. You just come in and we just have drinks. We encourage you guys to get some wine and just have girl chat with us. And I was also inspired by the Real Daytime TV show, because that's, like, one of my favorite shows. And I was just like, you know, I kind of want us to have, like, this sort of vibe, like, just kind of, like, dress up, wear our makeup, have our hair all pretty, and then just talk about, like, stuff, like, inspirational stuff, beauty trends, get ready with me, whatever. So I kind of started from that, and I've learned that, you know, Crystal and I have been friends forever, and we actually met on, you know, YouTube and stuff, but I couldn't really imagine doing Quarantine and Wine with, some, like, another person, because Crystal and I's energy is just so, like, perfectly meshed together. It's just, like, it just makes sense that it's both of us doing it. And I couldn't really imagine doing it with someone else, because Crystal's just so easy to work with. Like, she's just... We actually had moments where we would text each other and be like, oh my god, you're the best, like, co-host ever, and I couldn't imagine doing this with anyone else, because Crystal and I are super affectionate towards each other. So it was just it was just a spur of the moment fun idea that kind of just really turned into something. So, and it's back. We're here every not this Friday.
Okay.
This Friday in real time, but we're back, and we are just doing Freaky Friday sessions, because clearly that's what the girls love. So we want to give the girls what they love, and we just talk about sex.
And what did you learn from it? What have you learned from all of this?
I've learned that, just the fact that you can't really do this with everyone, and I guess when we first started doing it, I wasn't necessarily in a relationship. I was dating my boyfriend now, but we weren't, like, official, you know, when it first kind of kicked off. And then kind of towards, like, the middle of it, you know, me and my boyfriend decided to make it official. So I've learned that, like, it's not just about me anymore. Like, when I'm speaking, it's not just me, it's me and my boyfriend. So it's kind of like I have to not only respect my boundaries, but respect his. And it's kind of, like, taught me a little bit about, like, relationships and, like, you know, privacy, because my boyfriend is somewhat of a private person. And it just kind of really, like, taught me the sense of having appropriate boundaries, especially in a relationship and stuff like that. So I guess that's one of the biggest things, but it's also taught me that I just really enjoy sex, and I just really like talking about it, and it's just, it makes you feel good.
It does. For me, watching the show and sharing, like, my personal journey into my relationship, because I felt like this was my first adult grown-up relationship that I've ever been in, and being able to, like, share stuff with you guys and not feeling judged has been, like, you know, rewarding, because I'm like, okay, I get to talk about this stuff, but nobody's looking at me like I'm crazy, because I just had that incident happen where I shared something with a young lady that I was cool with, and she just like, oh my God, I feel so bad for you. I feel so bad for you. And I wasn't expecting that reaction because no one else has ever given me that reaction, you know, since I've been in quarantine and wine with you guys. So I love it. It's so fun. It's so cool. And it just makes me, you know, I'd be saying some crazy stuff.
Yeah, you know, what goes down in quarantine wine kind of stays there. Period. Right? Like, it's a judge-free
and that's
zone.
What I really
it's a
love.
Space where we can just, you know, say what you want. You won't be judged. We'll give advice.
And great
we'll
advice at that. Not like bullshit advice. This is like grown women giving real life advice that you can take. Like, and that's what I really love about it.
Yeah, that's good. That makes me happy.
All right. Yay. So the next question is, I noticed you didn't put plus size in your bio. Do you not want to be put in that box? Like, do you not want to, like, box yourself as just, like, a plus size influencer? Or, you know, how do you feel about that?
To be honest, I don't even really know what type of box I would even put myself in right now. Because I feel like I'm the type of person that just... I think I can really do a lot of things. Like, I'm good with makeup. I can style myself. I can design a business card. I can, you know, I can do a lot of stuff. And when quarantine actually started, I told myself that I just wanted to improve my makeup skills. Like, I kind of had a sense of it because I've been working in the beauty industry for so long. But there was some things that I just wanted to improve for myself, and I started slowly working on it. And then I just kind of was like, oh my God, I really can do this. Or like, I can do a cut crease, or I can do a really good graphic liner. Like, I'm getting better at this. So it kind of just turned into like me just doing something different. But I think at some point I will go back to like sharing outfits and stuff like that. Right now, honestly, I wear the same cardigan and like white tank top and jeans almost every day. Like, I'm very basic. So, I mean, you know, if I feel the spirit of like fashion come back into my life, I'll bring it back. But right now I'm kind of focused on like makeup and perfecting my craft there.
Well, over the summer you was killing the game with the bathing suits and everything, but I can see progression with your makeup. Like, every time you drop something, I'm like, oh, this is fire. I hit you up about your eyebrows. I was like, yo, I need to improve my, like, I've been doing the same damn makeup for years. There's absolutely no change in that. But I really wanted some eyebrow tips, and you've helped me out with that. But I love it that you didn't, you know, put yourself in a box. I mean, you're great at a lot of things. Yeah. So it's like, why, I get it, like, why categorize yourself as just, like, a plus-size influencer when you're more than that? And so, but you know, you've been killing it on TikTok. I seen you went viral on that. So I'm like, okay, Raven, that's why I wanted to have you, because it's like, I've seen you in so many different like lights. And so it's like, I just wanted you to talk about it, because, you know, some people are like maybe asking, wondering like, why don't you put yourself in that category? So that's why I threw that in there.
Yeah, I think I'm just kind of in a space where I'm just like, I'm trying to build on things that on talents that I know I already have. And I feel like once I put everything together, Beauty Maven Raven is going to fucking explode. And, you know, when that happens, it happens. But I'm having fun right now. I'm really trying to just make this fun, because when it doesn't become fun, that's when I'm just like, no. I'm not doing this no
right.
more. So I just try to keep refreshed and youthful and
Okay. So do you feel like you should be more successful in social media right now?
I feel like I should. This is actually an interesting question, because I feel like I'm kind of like on this journey of really like discovering like who I am. And you know, this is kind of why I signed up for therapy, because there's just, right now, it's just a lot of self-discovery, and I feel like I should be more successful. I feel like I would be if I was a lot more consistent, and consistency is something that I've always struggled with, like for most of my life, with dieting, weight loss, a lot of things. So if I had been consistent the whole time, I definitely feel like I would have been more successful. But I'm also trying to give myself grace at this time. Like, you know, it may not have happened yet, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to. So I try to grant myself grace and just dust myself off and jump right back into it. And then one day, and like manifesting this, one day I will be a successful beauty influencer on the land of internet, on the land of the internet. So,
okay. I mean, the thing about social media, it's like sometimes for me, I feel like, oh my gosh, like I feel the same way. If I did this 10 years later, if I was this, if I was that, then I'm like, you know, it will happen. If I'm, just like you said, if we're consistent, that's why I decided to do the podcast, because I'm like, I have no desire to be in front of the camera anymore. But if I could just talk, I feel like, you know, when my podcast launched, it was like booming. The numbers were here. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, so many people are listening. And now as the weeks, you know, progress, it's like my numbers is going down, but it's just like, I have to remember to stay consistent. People will come, you know, be authentic. And sometimes when I'm looking at people's pages, I'm like, they're not doing it because they're having fun. They're just doing it for a paycheck. And for me, I've never felt like that. Like, I've never wanted to do something just for a paycheck. It's like, I really need to enjoy what I'm doing. So when I look at your page, I see the creativity. I'm like, this girl is doing this because she absolutely loves it. But like, that's why I'm like, sometimes looking at different influencers, like thinking like, oh my gosh, I should be where this person is at. But it's like, I'm going to get there, but I'm going to make sure I'm being authentic within myself and making sure like I'm happy first. And you said you're going to therapy. I don't want to get too much in it, but are you enjoying your therapy journey?
I am. Yeah, I've been doing it for, I think, almost 4 weeks now. So it's been helping a lot. I've learned a lot of ways to cope with some of the things that I struggle with personally. And it's been a really good journey. But I kind of want to tap back into what you said. And I just wanted to kind of piggyback on it. And I just wanted to say that, you know, there's so many different ways to be successful in this industry. And you truly just have to find what works for you. So like, just like for you, you were doing like turning on the camera, showing your outfits and stuff like that. And now, you know, you're making podcasts and this is what works for you. And you are seeing the fruits of your labor, you know, so quickly. So you just have to really find what your niche is and what you like and what you enjoy, because when you enjoy it, like you said, it's going to be better. So I'm glad that you created this podcast. It is wonderful to listen to. And I mean, you're wonderful. So
thank you. You too. And so I had like a little bit, I don't know if this is a wild card question, but do you have any advice for our, like, relationship advice for our curvy girls out here? Period.
Don't settle. Be confident and who you are and what you want, and don't be afraid to, you know, cut somebody off that's just not quite what you need. You know what you need. You have to be honest with yourself and know exactly what you're looking for. But just don't settle. It's not worth it. You deserve more. You deserve better. You deserve the best. And the right person will find you. And when that right person finds you, you will like feel it all throughout your body. It's just like a little tingling sensation of just goodness that just kind of just won't leave you. So just don't settle ever in your life, in anything, and not just in relationships, in your career, in your friendships, in every aspect of your life. Never settle.
I love it. I love that, because I just want people to know, like, a weight has just always been on my shoulder. Like, I've just, especially when I moved to Atlanta, I was just like, nobody's ever going to date me. Nobody's mm-hmm. going to really want to talk to me. And I'm like, oh. why did I ever think that? God. Like, why would I ever yeah. think something like that about myself? Like, but I gained weight and it was just like, still, I held my head high. I never settled. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's ever going to be able to tell me like, oh yeah, you settled for this. That there's no way possible. So it's just like for girls who are curvy and or struggling with like, you know, I need to lose weight to get this. I need to lose. It's not like that anymore. Just make sure your yeah, head is in the right place. Your heart is in the right place. And everything mm-hmm. you want is going to come to you. There's a bunch of plus size girls who are influencers, who have husbands. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, you know, it just breaks my heart to hear like a girl ever says like, oh, I'm never going to get in a relationship because I'm, you know, this way or that way. And it's mm-hmm. like, you know, you're never going to get in a relationship because that's how you think. If you don't think like that, then you're going to, yeah. you know, manifest. You're going to, mm-hmm. you know, get what you want. So, you know, that was it, you guys. I just really wanted to bring my girl Raven on my show this week. Mm-hmm. She's just a breath of fresh air to the beauty community. And ooh. I really hope you guys follow her, support her. You know, and hopefully one day we can all go on vacation together.
Yes, once COVID-19 is completely
period.
Out of the universe.
Yeah.
For sure.
So thank you, God. Did you want to say anything, Raven? Oh, yeah, give your information.
I do want to say something. Okay. I want to share something that actually that I learned through therapy that helped me and I constantly tell myself all the time. I just want to say that thoughts are not always facts. Facts are facts. So things that you think about are not always true. The facts are what's true. So sometimes you can like tell yourself things and it could be right. Or sometimes you could tell yourself things and it's just all wrong. So just be careful with what goes in your head and what you think about. I know sometimes it's hard to control your thoughts. But if you can, like if you find yourself in a mental rut and you're just kind of spiraling down, and I'm saying this because I struggle with this morning, and if I can help anybody get through this right now, my purpose is fulfilled. But just know that there are always brighter days ahead, no matter what. And just because you might be in a certain situation now, or you might have something in front of your plate that's just kind of overwhelming and just putting you through the ropes and the motions, it's temporary. You will get through it. Just stay prayed up, stay positive, make sure your circle is positive, make sure you have people around you that will keep you in the space that you desire to be in, and you'll be fine.
No, you're dropping gems. That was beautiful. I loved it. It's so true. And that's the way you have to look at stuff. So one last thing, please drop all your information, your Instagram, YouTube, let people know how to get in contact with you, anything. So.
Oh my God, I feel like
you
exclusive. I do. All right. So Beauty Maiden Raven is my handle across all of my social media platforms. It's beauty, like B-E-A-U-T-Y, Maiden, M-A-V-N, and then Raven, R-A-V-E-N, on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. That's where you can find me. So
yay.
Friends.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to be taking a Christmas/New Year's break, and I will see you guys in a new year. I just really wanted to end off my year with a special episode with Beauty Maven Raven. So I'm really happy we were able to connect, stay in touch with each other through all these years, and I'm excited to see your journey and where you go. I'll be rooting for you along the way. All right, boo.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your break.
All right, boo. Bye-bye.
All right, bye, everyone.
Thank you.